there is this legend known to initiates concerning the secret abode of the goddess Isis, okay? And it's about the spirit of Nodens, the great god of the deep. And you talked a lot about Nodens.
Nodens related to Titan, going back to even the Little Mermaid of Disney.
Right. Yeah. So it says, he flashed forth as a lightning from the depths and formed a throne in celestial realms, a seat of stone, whereupon the goddess was established. So there you go. There's Nodens and Isis.
Right there, hand in hand.
She ruled from the throne of stone which Nodens had fashioned, and about her, the temple of new Isis grew into being. This also was of stone, hollowed out, and of the lightning, and this seat of stone whirled forth in the heavens, the vehicle of Nodens' fire. So, this is a weird tale of the creation of Isis's throne from Nodens, right?
Yeah. But Nodens isn't Egyptian.
Okay.
And if you want to get more into this, go in the members section, scroll down to Aliens from Hell, and watch that.
This is all from Aleister Crowley and the Hidden God by Kenneth Grant.
Right. Okay.
So he says, the heart of the sigil of Nodens is identical with the mark of the beast, the fusion of the O and the X, which produces the lightning flash.
Which then produces the throne, the stone throne of Isis, which is then on her head.
Isis is the goddess who grants all desires, is invoked by the union of the X and the O, the phallus and the ketus. So let's go back to Isis. She sometimes appears in the form of a lion or a cat-headed deity. You know, all the goddesses kind of merge together so she can be Bast or...
Bast Sekhmet.
Yeah, yeah, Sekhmet, which also sounds like Sasha, but anyway. So on Beyoncé's album B-Day, she sings a song called Kitty Cat. And this is, like, obviously Monarch Beta kitten symbolism, right?
Right.
But there are also aspects of the Scarlet Woman, because Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard, when they were doing their Babylon working, and one time Hubbard was, like, scrying in the ether and Parsons was taking notes, Hubbard said he had a vision of a savage and beautiful woman riding naked on a great cat-like beast.
Right.
So he had this vision of his Scarlet Woman, and this is what it looked like.
And that's in Crowley's Tarot, as the, I can't think of what card, but that, Strength. The Strength card.
Right.
Is that very depiction.
Right. Yeah. So the lion, they say, represents the solar fiery heat of sexual energy combined with the female image. Grant says that Crowley's Seal of the Beast is the sea goat, the amphibious monster identical with Cthulhu, the Kinotaur or Bull of the Deep.
Okay, so I'm curious if we're going to see a sea goat with diamonds in some way, shape, form with Katy Perry at the Super Bowl. I'm just you're using our knowledge to try and extract and project what possibly could be shown to us in an upcoming ritual, which will be the next Super Bowl with Katy Perry.
So I made up these 10 signs of monarch programming in popular culture, and you can go see them on the article, and I got Beyonce hitting everyone.
Right.
Right.
If you guys want to find these articles, go to freemantv.com, go to the Read tab, and then down to Exclusive Articles. It also is in the slider on the front page. We'll get you there as well, but just go to Read Exclusive Articles, and that's where you'll find all of this.
Yeah.